Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth of PaleoParents.com. You might know me as one of the co-authors to Eat Like a Dinosaur, Beyond Bacon, or the upcoming Real Life Paleo books. But what you'll find out on this show is that I really like to talk about tangents and soapboxes, and definitely about lifting heavy things.
And I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm the author of two books, The Paleo Approach and the upcoming companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook. I'm a huge nutrient density geek, and I just can't help talking about science.
News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up, and you get to listen to our gossip.
Are you really sore?
Hello.
Hello.
So you're asking if I'm sore because I literally 10 minutes ago just got off a tattoo table. It feels like a really bad sunburn for the first, day that penetrates the skin. That's what it feels like. But it's totally awesome and I'm excited.
You haven't? Oh, wait. Yeah, you have. Hang on. I'm just going to like it. I was like, literally, while I was waiting for you to call, I was, like, literally going through Instagram to see if you'd posted a photo of it yet. I was like, I don't see the photo.
Of course I did. I sent a text to my husband, and then I posted it to Instagram.
You did that in the right order.
Yep.
It's very pretty.
Thanks.
Do you go back and get color, or is it done?
No, I only wanted black and gray.
It's very pretty.
Thanks. So, for those people who are not visually seeing my tattoo right now, I got a phoenix tattoo on my shoulder. I've wanted a shoulder tattoo for a really long time, essentially since I lost weight. And it, for me, symbolized the fact that for the first time in more than a decade at that time, would wear a tank top that would show my shoulder, because I'm sure, Sarah, as you know, when I was over 300 pounds, I just, like, tank tops were one of those things that I just refused to wear. So, yep. Ironically, now they're what I almost always prefer to wear because my shoulders and upper back are so broad from doing strongman.
I just hit that transition like this week. Like this week I went to the store and I was like, I need more tank tops so I can show off my shoulders.
Yeah. So, it's very symbolic to me in a lot of different ways. I specifically chose the phoenix because I feel like I really had a rebirth a few years ago, and especially now coming into my own with Strong Woman and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's a tattoo. It's totally not paleo, but whatevs. We all have our things, and, I am really, really surprised that I did it and went through with it. I made this appointment like 3 months ago and told myself, like, you know, that's plenty of time to really think and ponder and consider something. And yeah, I still was excited and wanted to do it. And I think it's interesting because I'm in a very, like, business environment, and several people have asked me, like, what does your employer think about your tattoo? Well, I already have an ankle tattoo that, like, shows almost every day. It's not a big deal. Like, a lot of people have tattoos nowadays. I think if I had something tattooed on my forehead or like, you know, whatever, it would be a problem.
Tattles,
but,
or, you know.
Yeah, my tattoos are in a place where if I don't want people to see them, they won't. Like, I can wear a shirt and I can wear pants and nobody knows that I have tattoos. So from a professional standpoint, it's really not an issue. Although, like, the thought has occurred to me that, you know, when I see people in weddings and they're wearing like a strapless gown and their tattoo is showing, sometimes I'm like, eh, that's not so classy. And so I will be the not so classy person. The frequency that I am like in weddings wearing a strapless gown is probably fine. So
guess who's going to be in a wedding wearing a strapless gown?
I know. A yellow strapless gown, nonetheless.
But, oh, yellow. But I'm just trying to get the book done.
T-minus 6 days or something. By the time this podcast goes live, you will be sending your baby off to the printer.
Well, so here's the thing.
There's a thing?
There's a thing. So I called Arish yesterday. Arish is our publisher. And I said something like, so how long does indexing take? And he said, well, about six days. I said, we're supposed to go to print in 6 days. He's like, well, we might be a day late. And we've got the time in terms of like getting the book printed and making the distribution and getting it into stores. But we decided several weeks ago that we're really going to push to get this book done before I go on vacation. And the reason why I booked my vacation when I did, well, because my baby brother's getting married and you just have to be there for a wedding. But it was also supposed to be after the book went to the printer, and then we kind of got behind, and that's when this like magical extra time showed up to, don't worry, it's okay if we're behind because we have this whole extra week. And I wish I'd known about that extra week when I booked my plane tickets, because I wouldn't have booked my plane tickets as early as I did. But so I said, well, I'm leaving in a week, and like now it's 6 days. And Arish just went, oh. So I got a phone call today. He's like, let's go to indexing today. Okay. And they're going to ask the indexer to go really quickly. And I think they're still going to try and push to have it done before I go. But at this point, I'm like looking at the amount of things that still need to come together in 5 days. I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, it's close. But we just, tonight, Diane Sanfilippo saw the book because she's going to write a cover endorsement, and she had an amazing idea for an extra appendix. And it is an amazing idea because Diane is brilliant and she has amazing ideas. So when we get off this podcast, I have to sit and try and like create this brand new appendix for the book. It's a great idea. It'll be awesome.
Still waiting for my copy, by the way.
You didn't email me back.
Pretty sure it said, I'll send it to you, and we all assumed that I would be getting a copy.
Now let's see if I can continue with the podcast while I email you. It's probably...
Well, there's not really much more to the podcast that needs to happen. I mean, we're sorry, but Sarah's a week out from doing her book, so this is what you get. I'm pretty sure I saw something on the calendar for next week that's legit, though.
I haven't even... Oh, yeah, I think we do have an interview next week. I haven't... I'm honestly in that, like, it's not even day-to-day anymore. It's literally hour-to-hour. Like, what do I have to do right now? And I'm at that point... I don't know if other people get to this point. But we're like, I'm fantasizing about running away. I don't know if you
yep.
ever hit that with your books, but you're like...
That's the point at which Matt usually says, I'll take care of it, honey. You go take a nap.
I don't, because I'm a one-woman show, so I don't have that. I don't have someone else to, like, you know, take over for me. But, I'm at that point where I'm like, so what would happen if I just got in the car and just drove away?
They'd and, like, finish it for you.
Didn't come back. But it's like, I'm not going to like leave everybody, but I just get into this like massive like fight or flight, I must escape mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened with the paleo approach, right? Like I had this just like really strong instinctual urges to run away. And it's not as bad this time, but it's still like, I could really probably emotionally benefit from a night off. But there isn't a night to take off because there's so much work still to get done. And that's just is what it is. And in a week, I'll be done and it'll be amazing. And I will be so excited and I will be so much healthier than I was when I finished the paleo approach because I've still been going to bed at a good time and I've still been working out. But did you know it's a lot of work to make a book?
I had no idea.
I know. I just thought it was going to be so easy. The second time.
Well, it was fun chatting with you, dear friend, but I have, you know, just injected myself a bajillion times. And you have a book to finish.
Do you ice it or something? Or, like, how do you... Do you have to sleep on your stomach? What do you...
Well, I sleep on my right side anyway, so it'll work out perfectly because it's my left shoulder.
Okay, that's handy. Yep. That was good planning.
Yeah, totally. And, yeah, so you just start putting, like, ointment on it. Right now it's under a cover, and then tomorrow morning I'll take the cover off and wash it and then put ointment on it, and I just put ointment on it a couple times a day, like a big scab, just like you know, you have to take care of it just like you would any scab or burn or anything like that. So
it's cool, and it makes me still really not want one.
I was thinking about you with your octopus on the foot. I was going to pretend that that's what I got. I was like, I was so inspired by your idea.
Octopus on the bottom of my foot?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't do that, people.
I don't have that tattoo. That's everybody who's listening. That's just the tattoo idea that I've had since I was a teenager that I've always thought would be cool. But there's a reason why I don't have a tattoo, is because the idea that I think would be cool is like one of the most painful places to get tattooed. Therefore, I don't have one.
Cool.
Well, yeah, I'm going to work on this awesome appendix, and I will talk to you for a real show next week from Canada.
Eh?
Yep. I don't know if I will have been there enough for my accent to come back full force, but I'll do my best.
And, oh, I would like to put a special announcement out there for everybody listening. Today is our lovely, awesome rock star assistant Monica's due date was like 2 days ago. And so by the time you listen to this podcast, she's probably going to have a baby.
Woo, woo.
And if she hasn't had a baby, she's going to need even more moral support.
Right.
So congratulations, Monica. You're awesome. We adore you. You're a rock star. And you're a great mom. And you're going to be an even better mom to your second baby. And this is the first paleo baby that has joined our team, Sarah.
This is true.
So Monica did a series of posts on our blog where she recapped each trimester. And I'm going to see if she'll also recap, like, postpartum for the fourth trimester, so to speak, because we get a lot of questions. But for those of you who are interested, we do have a pregnancy show and several breastfeeding shows, and I have a ton of posts on my blog about it. I wish that Monica was nearby so I could bring her a batch of lactation cookies, which is what I always do to new moms who are local. But
do you think they would ship, like, if you overnighted them?
I don't know. There's kind of rules with UPS. I'm afraid to, like, send anything.
You're not crossing a border.
Yeah, maybe I'll look into it.
Just
Monica, if you don't get cookies, I'm sorry. It's because we couldn't figure it out. But the thought's there, my friend. All right, well, it's great chatting with you, Sarah.
Yeah, you too. I'll talk to you next week for a real show.
Have fun finishing and visiting your family in Canada, and I can't wait to talk to you when your accent's back and your book's turned in and you're going to be so bubbly.
I hope that by the time we talk next week, the book is turned in. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I'm really hoping that's the case because I don't want to have a big working the whole vacation like I did last summer.
Yeah, that wasn't very fun, I remember.
No, it was miserable. And if people go back and listen to the podcasts that we recorded while I was in Canada last year, I was like Grumpy McGrumps a lot for like three podcasts in a row because I was like home and not having any time to do any of the fun home things to do or visit my friends because I was working like 12 and 14 hour days editing the Paleo Approach. So the whole idea this summer is to not have a repeat of that. So, fingers crossed.
Cool.
All right, well, have a good night. And everyone, thanks for listening and being patient with us for yet another check-in show.
Yet here we are. Matt tells us that there are very, very, very few podcasts that never miss a week. So, although we're not providing you with any valuable content, we are at least showing up. And you can always find us on social media if you're craving more of Sarah and I. Instagram, newsletters, blog, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. Good Lord. I mean, if you need us, we're around.
We're everywhere.
Cool. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Someone has to shoot the perfectionist, Sarah, like in the mouth. Well, have fun with your new tattoo. It's very pretty.
Have fun with it. I'll take it around town on a leash. Gotta worry about that phoenix flying away.